It's me. I'm not really surprised. Well, I'm not surprised at all that you didn't answer, considering it's almost 4:30 in the morning and you're dead asleep right now. I tried falling asleep, but I couldn't because of what's been going on in my mind. And the first and only thing I wanted to do was to call you. Either to hear your voice or just leave this voicemail. So I guess we're sticking to the second option. But yeah. I know we spend a lot of time together. And even though we didn't really talk much today because you were busy and I was busy, I still missed you. I miss my best friend. But I guess I wanted to call to talk about what happened today. For the first time in a couple months, I went on a walk. And I took a stroll on towards the little creek across the street from my house. And it was just by myself. And I walked there for a while. It was very nice. I got to clear my thoughts, and it was very refreshing. It was what I needed after what I've been dealing with these past couple of weeks with dumb people and dumb things. Yeah, and even though I was clearing thoughts and having, no, not really much of any thoughts afterwards, the only thing that was still in my mind was you. And I was hesitant with picking up the phone and calling you because I know you had a busy day and I didn't want to distract you or just or disturb whatever you were doing. So I just decided to let my thoughts continue to be about you. And as time went on, they got more intense. And I don't even know how to approach this. I'm trying to do a good build up to this. It's not working. But I'm trying. This isn't the first time that I have been having intense thoughts about you, because I've been having them for quite some time now. And I was scared to admit it, not only to anybody else, but to myself. And I guess me telling you about them right now is admitting them for myself. So, yeah. We've been best friends for God knows how long. I can't even remember. And you've seen me at my worst. You've seen me go through hell and back. But no matter what, you were still there for me. And I'll always be there for you. You always see it in good. You always see the good in things. You always see the good in me. Which makes me see the good in you. Even if you are a dumb brat sometimes. But yeah, sometimes you are a dumb brat, but It's a very cute dumb brat. I don't even know how to say this. I guess this whole voicemail, late voicemail of me rambling for almost 5 minutes now, I guess this is me saying that those intense thoughts about you were me thinking that I'm falling for you. So this is me telling you that I'm definitely falling for you. Like I said, it's been hard to say that. But I'm kind of relieved, but kind of stressed at the fact that I just told you that. But I want you to hear the truth because you deserve the truth. Because you're my best friend. And this is your best friend telling you that she's in love with you. I've been in love with you for, I don't even know. I really can't tell you the exact moment I fell for you. But it got stronger and stronger every day. Even the days that we don't talk. Especially today. But, yeah. Sorry, that was a huge bombshell that I just dropped. But I wanted you to know. And I understand if it makes things difficult or weird for you. But I would like to talk about this. Maybe meet up somewhere and sit down and just let it all out face to face. But yeah, I'm gonna stop rambling and I'll just end this and try to sleep, even though at this point I probably won't be able to sleep. But yeah, I hope you have a good night rest, and I hope that we get to see each other soon so we talk about this. Yeah. Good night.